Welcome to the New York State Education Department's 2009 Operational Scoring for Mathematics. My name is J.J. Wilson, and this audio section covers the scoring of Question 30, found in Grade 3, Book 2 of the March 2009 New York State Mathematics Test. We will first go over Question 30 and its rubric, and then we will move on to the guide papers, which are sample papers demonstrating the score points and which responses are acceptable and which are not. These guide papers were chosen out of field test papers by a range-finding committee consisting of education professionals and were then approved by the State Education Department. Through the process of range-finding, New York State teachers and the State Education Department collaborate to create mathematically sound scoring standards while adhering to the scoring policies for the testing program. Before we move on to the guide papers, please turn to page 34 of the Grade 3 Scoring Guide, and we will go over question 30. In this question, the student is asked to write the number of minutes Carrie will practice on day 5. Explain the rule used to arrive at that answer, and use the pattern to write what day Carrie will practice dancing for 53 minutes. The highest score point a student can receive for this question is a 3. Let's turn to the next page and review the exemplary response for this question. The complete and correct response gives an answer of 46 minutes for how long Carrie will practice on day 5. The exemplary response also includes an explanation that 7 minutes were added to each day, or another valid response that includes counted by, went up by, or increased by 7. This pattern is then used to come up with 53 minutes for the final answer, how long Carrie will practice dancing on day 6. At this point, I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guides. Mark them up in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use them throughout the scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We have found that scorers who take extensive notes during scorer training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. Please also note that after each guide paper is an annotation explaining why the response received the score it did. Okay, please turn to page 38 and find the first guide paper, which is a score point 3. In this complete response, the answer for the number of minutes Carrie will practice is correct, as is the explanation for how that answer was found. The answer for what day Carrie will practice for 53 minutes is also correct. Let's move on to the second guide paper, another example of a score point 3. As in the previous paper, the number of minutes, the explanation for how that answer was found, and the day are all correct. This paper is complete and correct. Next we have the third guide paper, a score point 2. This response is only partially correct. Both the answer for the number of minutes and the day are correct, but the explanation includes an incorrect mathematical statement. The student has written 25 plus 8 instead of 25 plus 7 on the second line. Now let's review the fourth guide paper, another score point 2. In this paper, the answer for the number of minutes is correct, as is the explanation for how that answer was found. However, the last answer should be day 6, not day 7, so this response is only partially correct. Our next guide paper, the fifth guide paper, is a score point 1. In this response, the last answer, day 6, is correct, but the answer for the number of minutes is incorrect. In addition, the explanation for how the number of minutes was found is vague. This response shows the student has only a limited understanding of the task. The sixth and last guide paper for this question is a score point 0. None of the answers provided are correct. Please take a moment to review these six papers. If you do not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points that are not clear to you. In the next section of your scoring guide is the practice set, which is designed to further reinforce the mathematics scoring policies. These papers were also assigned scores by the range-finding committee. There are 5 papers in the practice set covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric and the guide papers. You may wish to review the guide papers again before you move on to scoring the practice set. At times, the practice set will require you to refer both to the guide papers and to the 3-point rubric, so please keep these out while scoring. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the practice set. Then resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students responded to this question. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you will find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key concepts to look for during live scoring. The first practice set for this question is practice set 21. This response is partially correct. The answers for the number of minutes Carrie practices and the day which she will practice for 53 minutes are correct, but the explanation for how the number of minutes was found includes an incorrect mathematical statement. In the first line, the student has written 18 minus 25 instead of 25 minus 18. This paper receives a score point 2. Next we have practice set 22. In this response, no correct information is given, which indicates the student has no understanding of interpreting a numeric pattern. Therefore, this response receives a score point 0. Let's continue by looking at practice set 23. This student has given a correct answer for the number of minutes and a clear explanation for how that answer was found. The last answer, day 6, is also correct. This complete and correct response earns a score point 3. Now let's review practice set 24. In this response, the only accurate information provided is the explanation for how to come up with the number of minutes. However, the answers for the number of minutes and days are incorrect. This response demonstrates the student has only a limited understanding of the task and receives a score point 1. The last practice set for this question is practice set 25. In this paper, the student has provided the correct number of minutes, an accurate explanation for how the minutes were found, and the correct day Carrie will practice for 53 minutes. This response is complete and correct and earns a score point 3. We have now reached the end of our practice set. If you are unclear about why a paper was assigned the score it was, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please consult the Frequently Asked Questions on the State Education Department's website or call the New York State Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader Book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio file presentation.